That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a Google Glass rock star, sky blue style. And we've got this week in Google Glass, and we're going to talk about that and a whole bunch more. Hey, everybody. Jeffrey Powers here from Geekazine.com. Think magazine, put in a geek. You got Geekazine. And, of course, this week in Google Glass over at twig.tv or thisweekingGoogleGlass.com, we've got episode number, I think it's number 8 here. We've done 8 episodes, and you must be pretty happy about that. My co-host, Mr. Luke Wallace. I almost said Luke Luca. I don't know why.
Hey, it's Luke Luca on Twitter and Luke Luca pretty much anywhere else on the internet. Luke at Twig TV if you're reaching me for this show.
Okay. So, hold on a second here. Something's going wacky. just want to let you know everything is over on twig.tv. Go over to twigg.tv and you will get the full Twig experience because we got Twigs here. And as Luke said, what'd you say, Luke? You got Twigs only. What?
No branches. No stumps. Just Twigs.
Just Twigs. So if you want to come over here and check out the Twigs, here we are in beautiful Texas and Wisconsin, which coincides so well when it comes to anything. So,
yeah.
Okay. I just so you know, I'm loopy. I'm jet lagged. It's been a very long, arduous trip for my Google Glass, and so. We're gonna spend a few minutes on that. Now, Luke, you actually were in San Francisco when you picked up your Google Glass.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
What type of experience did you get when you did that? Because they're touting that they want to show a different type of customer experience when picking up glass. Did you see that in yours? Did you get to do anything cool while you were there, or did they just fit you in and send you on your way?
So because I was picking up in Mountain View, a little south of San Francisco where Google's located, I got to go for a little tour of the Google campus after I picked them up. So basically I went through kind of the setup process, getting them adjusted for my face, taking a couple of pictures, and just making sure everything was working on the glass. Got it paired with my phone, and then we went for a little walk, and I got a little tour of the campus. So we walked over by the famous Android statues, the ones that are dressed up like donuts and honeycombs and all those kind of things, all the different desserts for the Android versions. And then we walked through a couple more buildings, just, you know, 10, 15 minutes, saw a few things, took a few pictures and some video. Most of those are up on my Google Plus page if you want to see them. It's in a album that I have marked as #ThroughGlass. That's the actual name of the album.
Okay.
And so that was basically what I did. And then we kind of walked back. I talked to a couple people on the team for a few minutes, and yeah, I was on my way.
Okay. We're having some slight bandwidth issues. So as you might see, Luke's kind of jittering like that, but well, hopefully that'll clear itself up. I slowed down the bandwidth there. Yeah, nice.
I'll just keep jittering. So hey, it looks there, normal.
No, that's not a big deal. Well, my experience was completely different. It wasn't a bad experience by any means, but from what I've been told, it was supposed to be this all out, you know, they were going to show me something new, something just completely blown out of your mind type of customer experience. And here's my story. I finally chose a date and it was supposed to be New York, but I couldn't get the right time and get the right plane schedule going. And then finally I just said, well, There's a date on the 9th yesterday. Yesterday, that's where we are. And I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to go to Los Angeles and pick them up and do it's basically called a 30-hour turnaround. So basically I got on a plane at 6 o'clock on the 9th in the morning, and I flew to Atlanta, which then flew to Los Angeles, and basically about 7 hours there. And then pick up Google Glass at about 4 o'clock, and then have a few hours to play with it, and then get on a plane at 11:50 that evening, take the red eye back through Atlanta back to Madison, and that actually added 2 hours to it because of the planes. I I flew in on a 777 and I flew out on a 757, which adds an hour to flight time. So I got there and the first thing I did was I went to Google Glass or Google their complex in Los Angeles. And what was really cool is even though I had a 4 o'clock time, they got me in and they got me fitted, and it was like 1 o'clock in the, about 1 o'clock in the afternoon when I showed up to their office. So that was cool. Min was my fitter, I guess, and she did it great. It was awesome. She showed me everything. I got the full experience from there. But it was literally just, hey, let's go in, let's get you fitted. We go up to the room. Here's the glass. Here's what it does. 45 minutes later, it's like, okay, well, now you can go out on your own. And it's like, is there any, tour or anything like that? No. So and I basically left the Google complex, and she said, well, you can take a couple pictures of this on the way out. And it's like, okay. So I didn't see a customer experience that I was supposed to be expecting. This awesome thing that turned out to be just, 45 minutes. It literally felt like I was getting a brand new phone, and they were just showing me the features of the new phone and setting me up. And then I was out, and I just spent 16 hours, well, 7 hours there and another 9 hours, so 16 hours total to go and get a pair of glass to get this customer experience. And I literally I felt a little bit disappointed in my experience. It was great. She did great in explaining it and telling me everything about it, but overall, it was just a regular experience. Now, and you, so you said you got a slightly different experience out of that.
Yeah, slightly different just because of that little extra tour I got. Yeah, I don't know what the experience is like in New York, or like obviously the Los Angeles one. I don't know what their complex is like, or I've never been to that one, so I don't know what's there to see. So yeah, with that kind of effort put into it, it's I'm sure it's a little disappointing. So.
I mean, it was just, the most that they had was valet service. So if I rented a car and drove there, they'd park the car.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I asked, I also asked them, well, how do I get there from LAX? And they said, well, you can take the bus or you can take a shuttle, or if you take a hotel shuttle. It's like, I don't have a hotel. And I think that's the biggest thing is they expect everybody that's going to be coming in from LA to either have a car or a hotel to put their stuff into. And well, this is the let me show you this. This is the bag that we got. And inside there we've got the glass. This is the glass box. If you got an iPad or you got an iPhone or something like that, this looks very similar to these types of boxes. Inside here, you got the power cord, you got the wipes, you got some extra nose guards, and then you got this big case that you can put your Google Glass in, a protective case to put it in. And then of course they give you the two shields, the sunglass shield and then a clear coat shield, which comes with the $1,500 purchase. So all in all, I got a lot of great stuff. All in all, I got a decent customer experience, but not a spectacular customer experience that they kept telling me that they couldn't send these glasses to me and then just do a hangout because I needed to be part of the experience. And I saw no experience. And I felt kind of cheated. So I know I just put a lot on you there, Luke.
No, I think that's a fair assessment. From your perspective, because it's different when you travel across the country to get these things. And most people aren't going to have that experience when they release these things to the public. People aren't going to be traveling that far to get them. Although, you never know, how far people will end up having to go. But
Well,
likely, it won't be quite that bad.
I'm expecting it's like $500 at your local Best Buy or big
Yeah.
box store or something like that. So they're going to have a completely different experience on it. Or maybe Google's going to open up some more stores,
There's always that rumor.
There is that rumor. And you know, if they would have had a Chicago store, you know, for me, that would have been 2.5 hour trip. And I would have been there and out and gone from there. But, you know, I don't know. It's just, I was really expecting something more. I was expecting, you know, more people to be there and just say, hey, hang out with us, play some foosball, maybe some chess. They did offer me food and drink, so that's pretty cool. But overall, it was just a regular customer experience, and I don't know how to I wish I could say better on that, but I really can't because it's not. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Jennifer definitely hates it when I say it is what it is, but it is what it is. So, but I am happy. I am. Believe it or not, in the last couple of weeks, I've actually complained about how I was going to get glass. But all in all, I'm really happy that I did get my glass, and I'm happy I did get the color sky blue. The one thing that they did was when I walked in, they said, you've got last chance, you know, try on all the models and check it out. And then if that's the color you want, then go with it. So I did try them out. I was also interested in tangerine, but I decided to go sky blue because a lot of people, you're using graphite, right?
Whatever the black one is.
Yeah. I'm sorry, not graphite, slate. That's the one.
Okay, slate, so, that sounds right.
So you have slate, and a lot of people are choosing slate that are business oriented. I kind of wanted to do that too, but I think blue also shows a little bit of business oriented and a little bit of fun side.
Definitely. I think it's great.
I'm really happy on that. So, and of course, the shades. Now, this is the cool thing. I'm going to show this really quick, and then I'll get off the soapbox here. The shades, as you can see, they're on the Google Glass. And to take them off, you just basically turn them like that, off of the bow, where the pads are. So to slip it back on, you just put it at an angle like that, and then turn. And go from there. So you can have sunglasses. You can have the clear shades, which I'm actually going to be using the clear shades this Friday when I play with the band, and I'm going to be behind the drum set with my Google Glass on, taking pictures and taking video. So
that'll be awesome.
Oh yeah, yeah. So anyway, that's enough about that. The customer experience. I've got my Google Glass now. I'm really happy about getting my Google Glass, and I should probably put these on, because that's what this show is all about. And there you go. The other thing, another thing that a lot of people are asking me is, doesn't that affect your vision? And the one thing that they did say was, what you want to do is, with the Google Glass, you want to make sure that the bow is over your brow. Now, I've been adjusting it, so the Google Glass is, the glass part should not be covering your eye. And the way what I've been telling people is, my friend Ron, he tried it today, and I said, he goes, well, isn't it a little obtrusive? And I said, well, it's no different than if you went to get your prescription glasses and you got a new set of frames, and let's say a smaller pair, darker frames, and you wear it, and for the first couple days you're seeing the frame in your peripheral vision, and then after a couple days it just kind of blends together. And goes from there. Is that a decent assessment there, Luke, on that?
Oh, I think that's a great description of how it is. People think of it as covering your eye, and it really doesn't. In, you know, if it's done right, and it's really meant to be above your field of view.
Exactly. And when you put it on, usually when I put it on, yeah, the glass is in my field of view. If I push it up towards the eyebrow, and then I take it in the back here, and then push it down right on the battery there, it pushes it to the point where it is outside of my regular and into my peripheral, and I'm good to go. In fact, I was driving around around town today, showing it off to different groups, and I literally got used to it to the point I didn't even see it.
Yeah, you kind of forget about it, and you start, you know, having to kind of reach up or think about, you know, am I still wearing it, or did I take it off? And you're like, oh right, I'm still. Oh, I took it off. Oh no, you know, you're like, you got to use it, and it's not there.
So. Yeah, Yeah. Once again, I apologize for the for Luke's he's kind of blurry. I don't know what, something might be going on with bandwidth over at Google or something like that. Let me
Yeah, I
just
could. Yeah.
let me knock this down just a bit. Maybe that'll change things a little bit. So, but anyway, we don't have too much articles on there. You actually got something today in the mail. Is that correct?
I got it a little bit ago, last week, I think.
Okay.
Basically, there was this mystery package that I saw a lot of articles about this where people were saying, hey, these glass explorers are getting these shipping notifications. I never got one of those, but I saw a lot of articles about people who were getting them, and then I didn't see anything about what it actually was. I did some searches and found out what it was, but before I had done that, I got this package in the mail,
Okay.
and what it was a little box, and it had a little note in it, and it said, basically, thanks for, thank you for believing in our project this past year. And it was a little water bottle, and it's actually a black water bottle, and it has the glass logo on it. You
Yeah.
know, nothing real major, but they just kind of sent it out to I don't know if that's going to everybody or just the people in the in like the developer sign up program. I'm not really sure, but they were sending that around, and just kind of a neat little thing that they sent out. I know we talked last week about, what will they do for the people who get into the glass program early, before it goes on sale. And so this is one of those little things that Google was doing. So we'll see what else. They may send out other little gifts every few months to everybody in the program. I don't know.
Hey, you know that would be great. I mean, if that's part of the customer experience, maybe at that point, maybe I'll change my mind on that. But water bottle, little trinkets and stuff like that. It's great.
Yeah.
And then of course, like I was kind of happy, even though this was bulky to hang around. I was kind of happy to have like this Rodeo Drive looking handbag with my Google
Yeah.
Glass while I was flying back. So and I'm gonna keep all this stuff because 20 years from now, when these things, these they're not prototypes, they're developer models. When these developer models become antiques and everybody's got their regular Google Glass, this is one of what, 13,000, 14,000?
No, at
So
most.
yeah. So it'll be it might even be worth $1,500 again.
You never know. You never know. What would the original iPhone, if prototypes or, what would those things, go for these days? Probably a lot more.
Well, they just auctioned off another Apple. What was it, Apple One? The actual prototype Apple One, and it went for $300,000. So
Yeah.
it's possible. It's possible. So if not, I have some. I have the bag and I have the case to say I'm. It's like with when we were all Google Plusers, and we were on Google Plus and we were the beta group, but we called ourselves first gen users. So maybe it's a glass first gen user or something like that. I don't
Mm-hmm.
know. So,
Very cool.
but other than that, a lot of a couple things about glass, and one is you really do need an Android phone to go with this thing, to go with the tethering plan, to go with the external app that you can then show everybody what you see on your glass through the phone. So, do they also offer that for Chromebook as well? Do you know?
I don't think that app is available for Chromebook, but Google's been pretty good about putting out apps on iOS, and so I don't know what they've said about the iOS version of the My Glass app, but I would imagine that's coming,
Yeah.
before the public launch, definitely. I don't know if it'll be out, or I don't know. They haven't given a timetable on, a developer version of it, basically.
Yeah. Well,
But
there'll be one for Windows, most likely for Windows Phone and for iPhone and Android and any other operating. I just heard about another operating system that's coming out. Well, you have the Firefox OS, but there was another one
Yeah.
too. So it so they'll figure it out. I bet they'll definitely have one for Firefox OS because they're working close with Mozilla to do that. So
And most of the configuration can also be done through their website, google.com/myglass.
Okay.
So, people can go there right now. You'll be limited in what you can do if you don't have a pair, if you're not in the program.
Yeah.
But if you are, then you can basically sign in and configure your glass through the website. So
Exactly. Well, like
it's pretty nice.
the Wi-Fi is a perfect example. You can't put in a password here. So basically, you go to the web page, and then you enter in the wireless and the ID, and then it sends out a QR code, and then you go into Glass and you go to the QR code reader part, and then scan it in that way, and go from there. I had a small problem with connecting to my home wireless because I didn't realize that the wireless name was also case sensitive, as well as the password. So I was trying to get the wireless, and it kept failing, and I was like, what the heck's going on? And then I looked at my wireless. It's like, I wonder if it's just the fact that I capitalized the first letter of my wireless SSID. And I did that, and poof, I was back up and running, and I hooked up to the wireless on my home, and now I can upload pictures and video and stuff like that. So
Cool. So, are there any other experiences that you've had? You said you showed it to a friend of yours.
yes, those that have seen what it is and know what it is, they've been really excited. And a few people I let put on, and I try the pair on and see what their experiences are. And the one thing, when Min was directing me, and I was going, how do you know all this? And she goes, well, I can see right in the glass there. And when I started putting it on other people, it's like I was looking at the glass. It's like, oh yeah, I can actually see those menus, and navigate them through. That's pretty cool.
I do a
So
lot of that myself. I've gotten pretty good at reading this little tiny dot and being able to tell what screen you're on in glass, so.
yeah. So even coming from the reverse, and that's the cool thing, is when they see that little dot inside the glass shine up, and they go, wow, what's that doing? So the only other thing that I can report is the first question I get asked is, are you recording me? So is that the question that you get asked a lot?
By people who kind of know about it and they know that it can record stuff. Yeah, I would say that's usually a pretty common question. Like, are you recording me right now? And I'm like, no, let me show you that a little bit. And then usually when I explain it and when I let them try it on, all of a sudden it kind of clicks of like, oh, it doesn't really make sense that it would be recording constantly right now. Now, down the road that could be happening. But yeah, it's a pretty common question because that's what a lot of the scare tactics have been about people who maybe think it's a bad idea. Of they just are saying, oh, it just records you all the time. And so,
Yeah. Hold on. Oh,
not
there we go.
quite.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, it's not, it's just the button is the one thing that also threw me off. It's like they say, a lot of people say, well, you have to look up, and you have to do all these gestures to take a picture, and then you hear, okay, Glass, take a picture. But there's one thing that people don't say is there's a little button right here. And I can press that. And I just pressed it right now, and I took a picture of my studio. So, and nobody knew that, unless you hear that ding, 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 which, by the way, I don't know if you noticed that, but me being with my musical Tourette syndrome, the noise that it makes, the little ding, ding, ding noise, kind of reminds me of the theme from A-Team.
I'm sorry. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I can see how you might get that. Yeah, a
Yeah.
little bit.
Yeah, I could actually hear that through here, so it might go through, but it just says ding, 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 and it's like ba ba da ba 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 crack commandos from 1970. It's stuff like that. So anyway,
That shit.
it's like I said, it's the musical Tourette syndrome in me, and go from there. So anyway, we do have one news article. Before we do, I want to talk to you about a couple of things. First of all, a couple of you actually did donate. Thank you very much for throwing down $5, $10. But we do have the donation page to keep Twig ad-free. I do have a couple people that are looking to do sponsorships. So if you want to sponsor the show, feel free to contact me at jeff@twig.tv, twigg.tv. We've got some donation models there. If you definitely want to donate for the cause. Now, here's the other cool thing, and we're going to release this in the next 24 hours, and that is the re-donation model. And here's how it works. I want to cover the costs of this week in Google Glass. In fact, that first episode, like I said, it hit like $178 out of my pocketbook. So if you like the show, please donate. It'll cover the costs. However, if we get donations past that, we're going to start looking for people that do want to get Glass, that do want to be part of the developer program, that decided not to get Glass because of the fact that they just couldn't afford the $1,500. So here's what's going to happen. We're going to ask for people. There'll be a link on the page that you can submit your story. You submit your story to Google Glass or to us. This is not a contest through Google. This is not sanctioned through Google or Google. This is only through This Week in Google Glass. Now, the whole thing is tell us your story. Tell us why you want Google Glass, just like the If I Had Glass segment. And what we're going to do is we'll pick three stories, and then we'll put them out onto the page where people can vote on them. Now, the winner will get what we can give for donations. So it could be a dollar. I'm hoping it's not a dollar. I'm hoping to actually get one person enough money to actually cover their Google Glass. It's Google Glass only. It's not going to cover your airfare or hotel or car rental or anything like that. You've got to deal with your transportation yourself. We're going to have all the rules and regulations and how to enter right on the page there. So go over to twigg.tv, twigg.tv to find out more. And definitely donate for the show so we can cover the costs here and get other people Google Glass. And we'll even bring that to to when Google Glass becomes mainstream. If it goes down to $500 and we continue to get the donations, we will try and get people pairs of Google Glass. So does that sound good to you, Luke?
Sounds great.
Awesome. So that's over at Twig. Another thing, really quick show note, is now there is an audio version of Twig, so you can now listen to the show rather than just watch the show. A few of you have been asking about that. So now you can listen to the show over at twigg.tv. You'll see the audio and the video. It's also going to be in iTunes, also be in the Zune player if you still use the Zune player. Yeah, people still use the Zune player. Of course, all the over-the-top television devices through the Tech Podcast channel and through Blueberry channel. So, all right, enough of that. There is one article that you wanted to talk about, correct?
Well, it was just a fun little story I saw about somebody who was walking along the Jersey Shore, okay, which we all know is known for its, you know, high-class area. And anyway, this guy was hit a pair of Google Glass, and he had been recording some little videos, and he just kind of started one going. The article says really just as an experiment. He just wanted to see, you know, would anybody notice? And yeah, you know, so he just wanted to get some video of him walking along the boardwalk, basically. And so he started recording and, you know, tapped a couple of times to just kind of let it keep going. And he was walking along, and then there was this little scuffle that started, and these two guys started fighting. And then so people, you know, started yelling, and a crowd, you know, formed. And then the cops came over and broke it up and, you know, put handcuffs on the one guy and, or, you know, I don't know, both of them, and, you know, kind of took care of them. It was just kind of interesting that he was able to record all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't miss out on it. Now, what he did say is, you know, if he had started recording just when he had seen the fight, that would have been a little different, but he just happened to be recording before any of that started. And so yeah, you really get to see kind of the whole progression of the fight and even, you know, the cops dealing with it. It doesn't look like a lot of people were focused on him, and he wasn't really standing out too much in the crowd at all.
Yeah, it's like if I was actually at an event right before we started recording, and I could have hit record and go from there, and nobody would have, unless they really looked into the lens to see what was going on, they would have had no idea that I was recording. But you know, we're always getting recorded. I mean, if you go up and down the boardwalk, you're going to see webcam upon webcam and police security cameras. So even if that guy didn't get that footage, then there were like three other security cameras that would have done that for them.
Oh yeah, probably.
So, yeah. So that article.
So yeah.
Go ahead.
So it was really more about, you know, maybe in places that don't have as many security cameras or something, like the guy who recorded it thought this could really change how people catch, you know, news as it happens, because it, like you said, you can just push that little button and very quickly, you know, much quicker than pulling a phone out of your pocket and going to the camera app.
Yep.
You can just quickly start recording something, you know, as soon as it's happening.
Yeah.
So he was kind of suggesting that it might change how you see that.
Yeah.
You know, consumer reporting.
Yeah. Simple as this. I turned off the thing because every time I did this, it would show me the time, and I was getting reminded of the time 50 times a minute. So I just turned that off. But to record, it's simple as this. You go, you tap and say, okay, Glass, record a video. And it does 10 seconds unless I tap it twice for it to record. Well, I got to hit this to start the record, right?
No.
Why is it not recording? Maybe I'm out of space. Maybe I took too many pictures. It's not recording. That's weird. Yeah, you know, I'll figure it out. Anyway, so but that's the whole thing is it's just it that's the record and the record option. So I could see why some people are a little bit concerned about it. But once again, you know, there's like four or five security cameras that are recording you anyway. Now, the other thing is on L.A., when I went down to Venice Beach to actually walk Venice Beach, there were a lot of signs that were up that said, if you want to video, if you want to take a picture, you're going to have to put a dollar into the box. So a lot of pictures, I could take half the pictures because I'd have to turn around and pay them a dollar. Not that I wouldn't, but, you know, that's kind of counteractive to what I was trying to do. So I don't know. It's a different world than it was 10 years ago, and we don't see John Ritter rolling down roller skates in Los Angeles like he used to do on Three's Company.
Yeah, for several reasons, I think.
Yeah, several reasons. So I'm getting a little punchy because the jet lag is really starting to set in, and I don't know why, but it's not even giving me any options. This is weird. Maybe I just found a bug.
Yeah. So. I have noticed it crash a few times. I haven't seen any crashes on XE7 yet.
Yeah.
Well, this
is XE7.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Maybe we just saw a crash.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
All right. Well, we'll wrap it up for this week. Next week we won't have a show because I'm actually going to be up north, offline. But I am going to take the Google Glass. I'll have a lot of pictures and a lot of video up north in northern Wisconsin. And Luke, take the week off and relax a little bit, and we'll get some stories for next week's this week in, or 2 weeks from now's This Week in Google Glass. So how do people get a hold of you?
So you can find me on Twitter at Luke Luca, that's LukeLuca, or you can reach me at luke@twig.tv, that's twigg.tv.
And I am Geekazine over at Geekazine. Think Magazine, put in a geek. And then, of course, Jeff at twig.tv. If you want to be on the show, if you've got your pair of Google Glass and you want to show it to the world, feel free. I don't know what was going on with the bandwidth, but yeah, I'm sorry that you're all blurry and choppy. You're like an old Max Headroom video. So
cool.
Do what you were doing before. There you go. It's too... for the audio listeners, he's just moving around. It's just jittery. I don't know what was going on. Maybe we picked a bad time this week to do a recording. But we will be back a week from Monday with another episode of This Week in Google Glass. Feel free to contact us and tell us what you like. Once again, the donation model. Once we cover the costs, we're gonna start figuring out ways to actually get other people their Google Glass. So until next week, my name is Jeffrey Powers with Luke Wallace. We will see you on This Week in Google Glass.